multifamily mindset
podcast.
Think bigger.
Hey, what up, my friends? Welcome once again to the MFM podcast. My name is Dallas Pruitt, and pumped to be here with you all today for another deep dive into the mindset side, into the mental side of growing a multifamily business, a multifamily syndication team, succeeding at closing a multifamily deal, and ultimately building the type of life, growing the type of life, doing the types of things that you know you're capable of. Now, today, what I wanted to do with this episode is I wanted to give you a very powerful framework that I have been studying and wanted to articulate here on the podcast today to hopefully weaponize you so that you can navigate your journey a little more efficiently and become, again, who it is you are setting out to become, be who it is you know you are, and do the type of work that you know you're capable of. Now, I want to preface this really quick before I break this down by saying something that's really important, and that is that all of our circumstances are different. Yes, all of our circumstances are very, very different. The circumstance in which you come into this world is different than any one other person. And I just want to make sure that's perfectly clear. When we talk about circumstances today inside of this breakdown, that's something to just be aware of, right? I grew up in a home where my circumstance was pretty good. I mean, I had most everything that I could ever imagine at my fingertips. You know, we were not rich. My dad was blue collar. We were part of the middle class, probably lower middle class at times, when my dad lost his job and we went through some struggles. But for the most part, I grew up in a great area with lots of opportunity. And, you know, we went through your typical struggles, as a family. But yeah, I was blessed to come into this world and have the circumstances prepared for me the way they were. Not everybody is as fortunate, and I understand that. And I've been able to work with people from a lot of different backgrounds and circumstances throughout the course of my career, and I've been able to have a firsthand experience and a front row seat to that fact that, again, not everybody comes from the same circumstance. Now, with that being said, there are a lot of us who use our circumstance as a crutch, who use our circumstance as an excuse. And that's what I'm hoping today this will help you with, is to be able to, no matter what your circumstance is, understand that there are a lot of things inside of your control. There are a lot of things that you can control, even though you might not be able to control your circumstance. And oftentimes, some of us aren't even able to control just completely wiping off our circumstance, meaning like you might be part of a job right now that you don't really love, but leaving it is not necessarily the best option because you would be setting yourself up for further failure because you would no longer have a stream of income to provide a living for your family and whatnot. So here we go. We're going to dive into this thing. The one thing in this framework that is outside of your control is your circumstance, and it actually is point number one, all right? Circumstance is something that is outside of your control. Can you influence or impact parts of your circumstance, your situation? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But your circumstance, meaning like if you're in an abusive home and you're a young child, that's something that's outside of your control. You can't just strip yourself of that situation, right? There's complexities. Everybody's situation is unique and different. And so there's a lot of complexities that are involved inside of our circumstances. And no one way is going to work picture perfectly for the next. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on circumstance. What I do want to do is I want to dive into the next steps. And the first and most important step post-circumstance is your thought about your circumstance. Your thoughts about your circumstance are one of the most powerful tools you have in your tool belt for growth and for creating the type of life that you know you're capable of. And all too often we choose negative thoughts. We choose to feed and give power to negative thoughts about our circumstance. Prime example is this. I lost control of my thoughts. I didn't quite recognize that my thoughts were running wild when I was miserable working as a high school teacher when I got to a certain point in my career. I had chose to look at my circumstance as the contributor, as the main contributor to my demise, to my overall lack of life satisfaction. It was my job. It was the system's fault. It was the world's fault for not respecting teachers enough. It was everybody's fault. And all these thoughts just ran wild in my mind. And let me tell you this, the thoughts that I had during that specific stretch of life, the feelings they brought or produced were horrible. Those feelings were horrible. They were feelings of bitterness. They were feelings of jealousy. They were feelings of anger. Now, looking back on my situation and dissecting my situation as one of the prime examples today, I got to a certain point in my career where I started to recognize that, wow, I've given away all of my power. And I started to recognize that the way I had given away that power is I had lost control of my thoughts. I had allowed the circumstance to dictate my future, to dictate my thoughts. And it was only when I started to gain control over my thoughts once again and start to identify the positives, to identify the ways in which my situation was setting me up for better success, not just in my current state at the time, but also my future. That's when those thoughts started to change, that's when the feelings started to shift, right? I started to look at all the skills that my career had provided me and how those could be utilized for a future transition out of education. And the feelings that came with that were feelings of hope, feelings of joy, feelings of gratitude, feelings of optimism. And so I want to challenge you right now, and we're not all the way into the framework yet, but I want to challenge you right now to think about your own situation. And I want you to kind of take a step back and just look at your situation and look at your thoughts about your situation. Don't think about your situation. Look at your thoughts about your situation. How are you viewing all of that? Are those thoughts negative? And if they are, pinpoint some specifics and then follow that trail and be honest with yourself about the types of feelings that those types of thoughts are producing for you. Chances are that those feelings and those thoughts are not serving you and your progress towards your best self and growing your best life and building your best business. The truth is this, my friends, that our thoughts about our circumstance are much more powerful than our circumstance. And we have to learn to continuously take a step back and look at our thoughts. I talk about an Eckhart Tolle quote often where he taught that we should become the watchers of our thoughts. And it is one of the most powerful skill sets that you can acquire in the game of growth and achieving your goals. Okay, our feelings are actually produced by our thoughts, and we just broke that down. That's where our feelings come from. And if you'd like to change the way you feel about your circumstance, change your thoughts about your circumstance, right? Within my example, when I started to change my thoughts about being a teacher, what my career had done for me instead of how it had destroyed my future, right? I started to cultivate better feelings about not just my current state at the time, but again, my bright future that I was very capable of building. The next part in the framework is this, action, right? And action is this. Action is fueled by our feelings. Action is fueled by our feelings. And then the last step in the framework is results, right? Positively or negatively, our results are impacted by the thoughts we think, feelings we feel, and the actions we take. And so just knowing this sequence, this pattern of life, which is consistent for all people, it works for all people in all situations, growing in different industries, doing different things. Knowing this and knowing how to navigate this and knowing how to become even more competent in your skill sets around these things will ultimately help you cultivate more growth and achieve more goals in your now and the future. So the main points today, and again, the nature of these episodes are to keep kind of brief, straight to the point, meat and bone, or the meat and potatoes, if you will, of the overarching principle, is your circumstance does not dictate your future. Your circumstance, even though it is outside of your control, right? There are things in your circumstance that are outside of your control. The one thing that you have power over that is one of the most powerful tools in your toolkit for growth and achieving your goals is your thoughts about your circumstance. And today's invite is to check yourself. Take a step back and do as Eckhart Tolle taught, be the watcher of what those thoughts are doing. Don't be in the thick of them. Remove yourself a little bit. Take a step back and go, what am I thinking about my current situation? And how are those thoughts producing either positive or negative results, positive or negative experiences? And look, not a single solitary one of us is perfect at this. And so as you do this, you are going to find thoughts that have trickled in, that have become habitual. You'll identify patterns in which you are seeing the negative or saying the negative in your head, where you are feeding pessimism and not optimism. I challenge you to be honest with yourself about what those thoughts currently are and choose a different thought, choose a different perspective, flip the narrative, change the story. Because when you do this, your feelings will change. Your feelings about your current state and your feelings about the future. And when your body is filled with all of those positive chemicals, it will start producing better action. Action is fueled by those feelings. And ultimately, the results we want are on the other end of this framework. So again, thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions produce results. And your circumstance does not dictate any of those. It takes discipline, it takes practice, but your circumstance does not dictate those. And I speak of that from experience, having been a person who was very, very, very miserable at one point in my life with my circumstance, with my career, with my day-to-day, with the way things were working, or rather the way the things weren't working out in my life. And it was only when I decided and realized and increased my competency around this skill set of changing my thoughts about my situation that everything started to progress in an upward trajectory. In the beginning stages, it was slow and incremental, but the compounding effect did its job. And as times progressed, that trajectory has continued upward and things have continued to shift in the trajectory that I always knew deep down I was capable of accomplishing. Don't overlook the power of your thought, my friends. That is today's message. Hopefully you're able to glean a ton of value from today's episode. Again, I wanted to give you more of, you know, the meat and potatoes of the principle. And if you'd like to learn more about these principles, about this framework and everything else that we have to offer at the Multifamily Mindset, please reach out to us, become part of our mentorship. We have workshops across the country. And again, it's not just multifamily syndication and helping you ultimately and successfully do a multifamily deal and get further involved in multifamily real estate. It's ultimately to help you live better, to think bigger and live better in your life. in all arenas of your life. And we know that mindset is one of those centerpiece tools to be able to help you do just that. So have a great day, everybody. Grateful as always that you are here joining us here on the podcast. Invite your friends and let's continue to grow together. We appreciate you so much and we'll see you guys back here next week.
Multifamily Mindset Podcast. Think.